that don't interest me. He found himself a new chick. That's who he said he wanted. Now he's got to deal with it.
And welcome to our audience. around the globe. It's time for Mrs. CeCe's Kitchen live on Studio W The Buzz. Good evening, Mrs. CeCe.
Hi, William. How are you doing?
You're doing great. Good. Great, great. And Miss Victoria?
Good evening.
Good evening. So what do you ladies have lined up today?
It's going to be a juicy one. I know that. Okay.
I just want to know who's getting fried. That's all I want to know.
All of y'all getting fried. No, let me stop.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm going to step aside and listen.
We are going to talk about hustlers and scammers and romancers and online swindlers and all this kind of going on. Not even online, in some of the church house, in your house.
Oh, well, let me get out of the way, okay? I'll see you later.
All right. Thank you, William. Listen, good evening, everybody. This is Miss CeCe's Kitchen, Real Talk Global Radio Network. And I'm a little nasal with my sinuses, as you all can hear me, but we weren't going to stay out another day. But we are coming to you with the real. We are a network of broadcasts that stirs up controversial issues. We don't have a filter because I don't anyway. I think Miss Moody, she kind of keeps me balanced a little bit, but I'm the radical one. Okay. I'm the one with the heart defibrillator to give you a jolt so you can wake up out of your sleep and slumber so you can see what is real and what is not. And so this is the way we flow. So we're coming to you today. Miss Moody, how are you?
I am well in spite of the storm.
Oh, honey, listen, I'm praying for the people over there. So you all caught a little bit of that hurricane storm over there?
Yeah, we're getting the rain and it's amazing. We haven't had a lot of rain, but the wind is blowing the water in.
You know, it was really something because I've been watching it and kind of gauging it. Mm-hmm. And I also saw, I forget where it was. I don't think it was Daytona. I don't remember where it was, where the water receded back, the ocean receded back. Now that's dangerous because you had people standing out there. They said they've never seen anything like that, where the actual hurricane in Florida, as it was coming to the coast, receded the water all the way back. That usually happens when they're getting ready to have a tsunami, wave surge. And the way the water has not come back yet. So guess what? They better brace themselves. And then also I saw on the news today, I saw where the whole coast of Florida is flooded. It is like a river. They don't even know where it ends or begins. I mean, you know how tall the palm trees are, right?
Yes.
I was telling my daughter today that the palm trees look like little bushes in the water. That's how deep that water is. And so we're really praying for them. This hurricane was something else, and it's a slow moving one. So they did say possibly North Carolina. You're in North Carolina or South Carolina?
I'm in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And the storm itself is supposed to miss my area. But the wind, the storm, just the remnants from the storm blown the ocean water in.
Yes.
So where there's been no rain, there's still a flood.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Well, I've been doing a lot of praying for the people who are being affected because I've been really following the news and just kind of looking at the way it's going. And they said that even before it hit land, it increased. From a category, I think it was 2 to all the way to a category 4. And then they said that the winds were up to 155 miles an hour. Oh my. I tell you, those who survived and they had over 2 million people evacuate. And, it's just amazing. We haven't suffered anything like that here. And I pray that we don't get anything like that here. So I'm glad that you're okay. And I have several friends over there, especially in Tampa, Jacksonville. So I've been praying for them as well. Also, folks, I wanted to share with you, my daughter had a slight accident today. It's good to have prayer, Victoria.
Yes.
I pray over my children all the time. And it was with a great big UPS truck. That's what it was.
Wow.
And it sideswiped her. And she just got out of prayer and what have you. And it messed up a little bit the side of her car and her rear view mirror and all this kind of stuff. And so, she went on home. And so she, you know, she wasn't really able to drive because she lives a distance from where she works. So, and they understood that. Just pray for her. And so everybody that's going through some things today, pray for them. And, cause we never know. We never know when it's coming to our neighborhood, you see. Well, let's get on into this thing right here. Listen, we are just going to be spontaneous today. And there's just been some things that I've been, looking at. And I know the last time we were on and we were talking about the things that kind of like, women don't like in men, and we won't go through that whole scenario. Just go back and listen to it on www.studiowbuzz.com. Go there and listen, folks. Go there and subscribe. And go there, and when you subscribe, you're able to, but you're still able to listen to Studio W Buzz, but go there and subscribe. Build those ratings up, y'all. Come on now. Let's build the studio up, all right? And so also you're able to go over there in the archives, look in the personality, look up Miss Cece's Kitchen if you want to subscribe under me. They'll still benefit from it, okay? And so go ahead and subscribe. Me and Miss Victoria, we bringing the real to you. And so what a lot of people don't want to face these days is just amazing. Victoria, what you got going, girl? What you doing? What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, this storm is really a wake-up call. We're very used to storms in our area. But it's amazing to me how the storms start off the coast. Most of them start off the coast of Africa.
Yes.
And they come down and they make it all the way over here. Wow. And it starts as a small tropical depression.
Right.
And then it turns into this hurricane. And even... Mm-hmm. When I look at, you know, how things is going now in the land, everything starts very small. But if you can't stop it while it's small, it can get out of hand.
Oh, you know there's a message in that, what you just said. You know there was a message in that, what you just said, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that's why we shine in CC's, at CC's Kitchen. We shine the light on those small things. We're trying to get it while it's small. Before it turns into a hurricane.
Ooh.
Just remember, a forest fire starts with just one spark.
Come on.
It's out of control.
And a lot of things, Victoria, is out of control. It's out of control.
Yes.
And the reason why it's out of control is because people want to walk around and act like it's not happening. And then a lot of times they're afraid to face it. Because pre-adventure, they have to face some things in their own lives. So therefore, they'll walk around and act like they're blind. And then they act like they're surprised when they hear it. When there is no surprise at all. Okay?
And what really bothers me is their surprise because they fed the monster.
Sam.
They fed it.
Yeah.
Right, with just a pup.
You saying something that
and
is so...
They're surprised that these new things are popping off, but you fed it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the things in your life that was no good to you that you fed.
Come on.
Even if you feed a stray dog, he won't never go home. You feeding the wrong thing, boo. And then you mad because every day you open the door, he's sitting on the porch.
You better say so.
Think about all the strays that you've been feeding that you know was not for you.
Right.
But you kept feeding it because you were so, quote, unquote, lonely.
Come on.
The Bible says that if you want friends, you must find yourself friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you got to look in the mirror and check your own attitude.
How is it that people want a one-sided relationship? And this, folks, today, is going into, what people are looking for and who's doing the looking. Okay.
Yeah.
Victoria, I was laying on my bed and my sinuses were bothering me real bad. And it's like, I was just, watching some things, and I always parallel them with what we're talking about today and always parallel them with our walk with God. And I can't separate it because it's happening all over. And so when I look at certain things and say, I don't know, folks, I have to deal with this. And Miss Victoria, I'm going to deal with it. I was looking up something. In fact, let me pull this up while I was laying on my bed, and I was just kind of trying to fall asleep again, but yet I couldn't. And sometimes I get some little nuggets that I have to write down at the time. And so I was talking about the toxic relationships, and also hustlers and scammers who are fraudulent in relationships. And so we're going to talk about cheaters. I don't know if you all have even witnessed the series on cheaters. And I just happened to be watching that. I said, man, is that so true or what? Okay. It is definitely the truth. That is the kind of going on that people are facing today. And so, and it's just not in one arena. It's all over the place. And so I cannot say it's just in outside of the world. I mean, you know, outside of your house, or it's in the public places. It's everywhere. It's everywhere where people think that they can get away with it. And so, but people will walk around with a blind eye, and they will settle for that kind of relationship and that kind of atmosphere. And so my job today, is to open your eyes. Now, not that they're not open, but stop walking with your eyes wide shut and walking in some places and acting like it's going to work out because you showed up. Oh, I'm in one of those moods today, people.
Oh my.
One of those moods. So I talk about it. I says, I wrote something down, and let me read this. Let me get to it and read this. And I said to, let's see. Victoria, do you have any current events while I'm looking up what I wrote here? And then there's some other things that I jotted down, and we're going to just piggyback off of each other. What you got, girl?
Well, it was brought to my attention. It really brought to my attention how the young people are really gravitating to some very scary things now. Mm-hmm. And with we're getting ready to go into October, and you know, different things that the children are gravitating to, crystals and this good look, good vibe, bad vibe thing. And the children, they really don't know what it is, but I am very concerned because they are so intrigued by these things. And we as prayer warriors, we have to really take extra time out to pray, especially this time of year, because it opens the doors to so many other things. And so many children I've seen suffering with depression. I mean, you know, depression is on the rise for young people, very mm-hmm. young people.
And suicide.
Mm-hmm. And we just have to, parents have to be careful and pay attention to your children. Even if they're old enough to tell you what's going on, mm-hmm. you know, what's going on in their life, pay attention, because we can get so stuck in the hustle and bustle. Your children can be doing stuff in the room and you don't even know about it. But you have to be ever so careful, so careful. But this time of year, we have to put in extra time with prayer, because the children are touching unclean things.
Okay. I'm going to jump in right here, because I'm glad you said that, because I got some update on some things. And I was pondering this in my mind, and I was trying to switch up on stuff to please people. I can't do this, because this broadcast was given to me for 10 years ago. And when the Lord gave it to me, and I'll say this, he says, I need you in this broadcast to blow the whistle. I cannot blow the whistle by sugarcoating and making a problem lighter than what it is. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, and people have to face it. And yes, it's going to make people very uncomfortable. You said something about the children, and people are uncomfortable with that, Victoria. They're uncomfortable with us exposing what has happened to our children, because people still want to walk around blind. And I was laying there, and I talked to the Lord a lot, people. You may not believe it, but I do. I talk to the Lord a lot about some things because I don't want to be, me personally as a human being, I don't want to be offensive. But to me, what is going on is offending me, okay? And is offending me to the point because people want to walk past and act like it's not going on. And they want to pass out and act like when you expose that thing, they want to pass out, okay? And act like, oh my God. Well, the Lord shared with me, and here's the words he said, and I have to give the update on the latest pastor. And he says that there's updates on the latest pastors getting caught sexing with young girls. Why do you want to ignore them, this problem, when the Lord isn't? That's the question I need to ask you. Why are you trying to ignore this problem, getting offended, having a panic attack, because you don't want to hear it when the Lord isn't? And the reason why the Lord said, I need you to ask him, why are you wanting to ignore it? And I'm not. He said, because I'm bringing judgment on those who are messing with my little children. We want to walk past the word and make it okay. And then I went another further. I says, wait a minute, Lord. I said, many times people want to walk past the thing because things have happened to them that they kept secret and they don't want to deal with it. So therefore there's no inner healing. They put a salve on and they're walking around like they're A-okay, but yet in their downtime, they are depressed. Okay. They are depressed. We cover up things and we got to stop doing that because we're walking around in a sick society that needs to be delivered, period. I don't care if you walk around grown with a 3-piece suit on, got your hat on and your state, your dresses, and you're looking good, but there's something going down on the inside. I mean, Victoria, that is one of the things, and I've got a pet peeve on this. I'm really irritated because that's one of the things that I wrote about in college, the hidden addictions and secret sins that people want to walk around. We've got it in our romances. We got it in our relationships. We got it in our families. We got it in friendships. So therefore, children are raised up in this delusional type world. And so since you said that about children, what is going on, we got to be careful. Let me share with you what I wrote, okay? And this is just something that is coming across, and I know. Let me tell you something. People have to face it. It's not me uncovering it because I don't know about your life. Guess what? Some of y'all, the covers are being pulled off. You've been doing it for a long time. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this, Victoria, where there has been a pastor who was in an apostolic church of Christ in Florida, okay? And he was messing and raping two young ladies, teenage girls. He was the pastor there, has his own family, has his own children. He also has a taekwondo profession, that's his business. But what he was doing, he was raping them in the church van. He was raping them in the church house, okay? And he was doing it over several periods of time. And what happened was those two girls, they couldn't talk to their parents. Come on. They couldn't talk to their parents because sometimes we have our heads so high in the cloud, we don't want to believe a thing. And what they did, they did a sting with the police department. So that's how they have to catch these boogers now because they're liars, okay? This was a pastor in the pulpit, y'all, okay? And what they did was they did a sting and he talked to the girls on the phone. He admitted it on the phone and he told them, he said, please don't tell on me. Please don't tell on me. He said, because I have a family. It would ruin my household, okay? And then I love both of you girls. Well, they arrested him on 20 counts, okay, of misconduct with a minor. He is now in jail. What happened? The people took the name off the church. They took the name off the church. They didn't want to be, these are church members who did this, which I'm okay with that. That's them. That's wonderful. And then he's going to lose his business. But he was so worried about his family, okay? Now, if he was worried about his family, what would make you do that with teenage girls? You got teenagers at home. That is a sickness. And people, we have got to stop walking around like we're blinded to it and acting like we're getting upset like, oh my God, it'll be okay. No, it's not okay until it's dealt with. And I'm not sorry if you get offended. I can't be. I got a defibrillator out, and guess what? God says we need a jolt to wake up and see what is around us and what we are fellowshipping with in and out of our homes, our business, and what have you. What say ye, Victoria, on this matter?
this is still a product of hurting people, hurt people.
That part.
And allowing the enemy to come in and not checking him at the door.
Right.
A lot of things, getting back to the hurricanes that start as tropical depressions, just a little storm out on the ocean.
Come on.
You know, there were warning signs before it ever got to this point in this person.
Yes.
You know what? We have to be, as people of God and just people, we need to be real with ourselves. Mm. Anytime a bad thought can come to anyone's mind,
right.
But it's your choice. The Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee.
Right.
It's your choice to either resist or feed it.
Right, right.
To resist, it starts with a thought. That's why the Bible tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that we have to put on the mind of Christ. So when these bad thoughts come, we are able to reject it, propel it, rebuke it, resist it.
Right.
Instead of feeding it. Because the more you feed it, the more it will grow.
Right. And you know, you're saying something that is very biblically sound. Like you said, it starts as a little storm, okay? And we're paralleling with a little storm that they just had in Florida. And if you don't recognize and prepare for it, okay? Even the little storm can be dangerous if you don't prepare for it, okay? Depends on how hard the wind blows. It may look like it's not going to do any damage. And I'm paralleling with life. It may look like it may not damage the child. It may look like we've got a lot of adults walking around damaged, okay? Because somebody didn't believe you when you tried to tell it. And we are bad. We are bad. And I'm not, you know, I love the Lord. I'm in the house. That's my ministry. I love to teach. But folks, God said, I would not have you ignorant concerning these things. That just didn't mean biblical. Come on now. It means life, right? What's going on around you. You have to watch. The scripture says, we're going biblical on y'all today. We have to watch and pray. Keep your eyes open and stop walking around and acting like it's okay. This ill behavior is not okay. Now listen, I'm going to jump because I've got a lot of stuff here to give to you today. I watched this move. Well, no, let me get back to the schools. Victoria, I know you deal with the school, right? Right. And I came across teachers, male and female, who are violating students, 16, 15, 14 years old. And you know, having adult affairs with these children. They're still children as far as I'm concerned. They might be teenagers. But these people are, there's one, was and I got the county. I'm not going to say all of that because I got the report, where she was a substitute teacher and she was having, illicit sex with this, 14-year-old boy. But she was doing it in the house where the mom and daddy was upstairs sleeping. That's pretty bold. That's pretty bold. And then there was another one who was a substitute teacher, was engaged in sexual affairs with three young boys. And then there's one who tried to lie out of it and said she wasn't doing it, but what she forgot, they did a sex tape. And the young boy sent it to the football team. How about that? On social media. So both of these ladies are out of a job, Victoria. The one, she accused the young man of approaching her. Now, you grown. You grown now. And you said something. It's up to you to get your rationale together. I'm just, you know. What, I mean, go ahead. Jump right on in.
What's happened is, first of all, it starts with a thought.
So.
And the enemy, see, that's why you have to resist. You got to close the door to the enemy. As soon as that thought comes, you're supposed to reject it. But when that small thought comes and turns into a series in your mind, not just a movie, a 5-night series, it builds something in your mind,
right.
And you are gravitating to a fantasy that the devil is showing you,
right.
That's drawing you in,
right.
Mm-hmm. And it comes from low self-esteem. I don't care what you say.
Come on.
So what grown woman look at a child and think anything inappropriate?
Come on.
You have low self-esteem. And you have a problem talking to grown men that you need a child who, you know, them teenage boys ain't got no sense. Lord, forgive me. But y'all know they are talking from a young place. They are talking from a young place. And if they do say something almost intelligent, it makes you laugh. Come on now. That's a person with problems.
Victoria.
We got to get ourselves together.
And we got
to. You are not together if someone that is a child can talk to you and you feel anything other than pity and love for. And I ain't talking about the sexual kind of love.
Come on. Indeed. Indeed.
I mean, come on. That's somebody, it's a fantasy. The fantasy is what always causes people to get caught up in something big. This fantasy, the Bible tells us we're supposed to be sober minded. Mm-hmm. A fantasy is a picture of something that will never happen. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a fantasy. Mm-hmm. There's a saying I used to like to watch. I still like it. I don't care what y'all church folks. I like to watch the Martin Lawrence show.
Oh, I do too.
Old man, his name was Old Otis.
Otis, girl. Come on.
Otis said, I'm a young woman's dream and an old woman's fantasy.
That's what
he said. Y'all, it's fooling y'all. You are fantasizing. That's what a fantasy is, a dream, but something you would never have. But for you to act on a fantasy, a dream, a story that the devil is playing in your mind is sickness. You have to stop it as soon as it comes. Mm-hmm. You have to stop it as soon as it comes.
Right. Right.
You can't go there. There's a problem in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only with children, which is so sad. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear about these stories where people get married to their cat and their dog. The Bible talks about them inordinate affections, meaning wrong affections toward Fido.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just going, come on, we got to come in, y'all.
It's out of control. It's out of control.
It's out of control. In your mind.
And do you know, in fact, when I heard the news today, and he was IDing this pastor and these teachers. It's prevalent in Texas, he says, Texas and Florida. It's like there is and one of the things I do teach is like, if people don't know the word of God, of course, this will probably go over their heads, but there's certain demonic spirits assigned to a city or a state. And it's like it is so prevalent. And I thought, well, anything good come out of Florida? Now that was my mind, because every time you turn around, they was uncovering pastors and doing illicit things with children. And then Texas, the same thing. Now it's not just in Florida and Texas, folks. It's all over this world, this kind of delusional picture that people are painting. Now I want to jump ahead, because we can still keep talking about it, because I got a lot of things for you. I was sitting down and I was having my cup of coffee. Victoria, have you ever watched this show called Cheaters? Have you ever seen that?
I've seen it.
Listen, I was sitting there getting all kind of revelation, okay? I said, wait a minute. The brothers and the sisters be hustling, okay, with this false feeling and just hustling folk. And half of them don't have a place to stay. Listen, they don't have a car, and they having him or her by the clothes. And then the him or her that fantasize so much about this individual, they work in 2 and 3 jobs while the one done hustled it. And I wrote something, and we're going to go into it, Victoria, because I know you've seen it, because I see your face. I wrote something down here as I was watching. I said, we get blinded by love. Okay. Life becomes their life. Your life becomes their life. Okay. Before you know it, you will be working 2 and 3 jobs because you're trying to keep that low life who is hustling, who scammed you out of your freedom and who has brought, is bringing emotional instability in you, thus causing you to be more sicker than you started. When I say sicker, with low self-esteem, depression, but you equate, oh my God, this man is looking at me. Oh my goodness, this woman wants me. So you feel like you said before, Victoria, you said it before. You said because of low self-esteem. And my thing is, people, any attention is good attention to them, okay? And my husband used to say before he passed away, all money ain't good money. All attention ain't good attention. Because people got motives. And one of the other things I said, you will be working 2 and 3 jobs while the other one is out playing around with his or her side piece, spending your money. Okay. You working 2 and 3 jobs and they driving your car, got your keys, the clothes that they got on, you bought. Okay. But you happy as a lark. Okay. That they in your house. All right. And while you working 2 and 3 jobs, they out. It showed on Cheaters where she would call him and say, baby, are you going to come home so we can spend some more time? He got his side piece with him talking about he out on looking for a job, or he had a job. Yeah, he had a job all right, and she had a job all right. Girl, what do you think about that show?
Well, first of all, Lord help the people of God and others. Second of all, this is not scripture, but an idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Come on.
When you have too much time on your hands. Now, I don't know if I was there that week, but when we take away the position that a man's supposed to have in the household, it breeds confusion.
Yes.
And women have done it too. It's men and women. We're not man bashing.
Right.
But first of all of that time on your hands, all you can do is look for somebody else. And they always say, well, she was working all the time and didn't pay me any attention. But you never had the initiative to go get a job so she wouldn't have to work 3. Okay. And it breeds domestic violence.
Yes.
Because after a woman works 3 jobs and she finds you cheating, you know, you're in such shock until you just, I've had a friend of mine that used to say, I just went blank. It makes you go blank. Domestic violence, which can give you a record and mess up your life. You working 3 yes. jobs. Now you down to 1 because yes. now you got a domestic violence charge.
Right.
It's not worth it. And then it's another situation of someone chasing a fantasy. The fantasy to have 2 women. One to minister to or feed my intellectual, and then someone else to feed my sexual.
Come on. Wow.
And you ain't need a half of a man in both the beds. Come on. Oh. The truth.
Girl, wait. Listen. You went
just because
there.
She holler don't mean that she really got there.
Because they fake orgasms. Let's be real now. Okay? Come on. Come on. And you write about it. You write about it. It's just, and we're not bashing men, folks, because women do it too. They do it too. Okay? And so I find out it is being defined on both genders. It doesn't matter. And so it's like they don't care. They don't care how they affect somebody emotionally. Why? It's because their emotions is uncaring. Okay. They will walk past and like, okay. And they get this idea in their head. Okay. It was done to me. I'm going to do it to you. Now here's something else I wrote down. Topic, toxic relationship hustlers. And I said, they want you to help pay their bills. Live in your house, an apartment, etc. Drive your car. Use your address for fraudulent measures. They will have sex with you and call it love, but with an agenda. That's what I wrote down. With an agenda. They will make, they won't make love to you. They will have sex, because there's difference in making love. Come on, people. And then having sex. Okay. Anybody can have sex, y'all. Okay. I'm just saying. All right. So they will have sex with you. Call it love, with an agenda. When they come in your house, we trying to help folks wake up here. What you think about that?
And like, I'm just making up a name, and Shirley will allow it to happen, because she doesn't want to be alone.
Ooh. But Victoria, because we got men just like that too. With some men, I see it like that.
Men too.
You know,
and will allow it to happen because they don't want to be alone. But guess what? If you felt the need to call cheaters, that means you know that joker is cheating.
Well, because you know what they say? I have, and you know, I really believe God gave us a sixth sense. It's unreal, especially us women. Okay. When we feel something in our spirit, 9 times out of 10, we right. Okay. And so, and men too now are coming to awareness because they're watching the behavior change. That's when you said the quiet storm, the little storm, that's how it starts. The behavioral change. You're no longer able to go to the movies and go out to the dinners and, you know, spend time. When they start shifting in your house, come on here, in your bed, okay, you paying their bills, you working 2 and 3 jobs, and they cannot, they started off real good, right? Just overwhelming you with what they call love, but that was a hypocrisy love to keep you engrafted, to keep you blinded. That's the quiet storm that's sneaking up on you, okay? And you're not recognizing that the hurricane is getting ready to hit, babies, okay? If I could use this, that we just talking analogy here. The rain is getting ready to come. The ocean is getting ready to blow some waves, baby, okay? And then all of a sudden, you about ready to pass out. My problem I'm having, Victoria, when him or her finds out that their mate is cheating, they want to beat the girl down. He want to beat the man down. Okay. And so most times them folks don't know they got a side piece. I mean, they got somebody they living with. Have you seen that?
That is so sad. You always have to remember, you have to approach or deal with. We don't side with domestic violence, hitting right. of any sort, women hitting men hitting women.
Right.
We are not about all of that. But your problem is not with the one he cheated or she cheated with. Your problem is the one laying in the bed beside you every night telling you sweet lies.
Come on.
You mad at Bonquisha because he over to her house eating her fried pork chops.
Or Tyrone. Put Tyrone in there too. Come on.
Yeah, both sides. We're not doing one side. You're mad right. at them because they cooking for your man. But you come home and you don't even bring a bag of McDonald's. You should have your situation is with the person you're in the relationship with. You're not in the relationship with the outside person.
Come on.
Unless it's your best friend that okay. has to. Oh. It's time to grow up, most of all. Indeed. We have to grow up. There comes a time in your life when men and women stop abusing themselves. Because it's self-abuse to know that your spouse, your significant other, is cheating on you and you let it happen. That is self-abuse to know that you buying him clothes or you're buying her hairdo and her nails. Mm-hmm. And you know she's going to another man's house to scratch his back and not mm-hmm. yours. Stop abusing yourself.
Wow.
Find Jesus. He's the lifter of your head, and he will give you the strength to go on and find another. Because I don't care if it's 25 men to one woman, God can bless you to have one good one. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and you might get mad at me, but you said you want some tea. I ain't giving you tea today. I'm going to give you Kool-Aid. He might not be 6'5". He might be 4'11". Mm-hmm. He might not be high yellow. He might be chocolate as a chocolate cake. Both his eyes might not be going in the right direction. Just put some sunglasses on him. But if he treats you right,
stop.
And love you right, he can be a keeper.
You better say so. But you know what? A lot of when I watch this, Victoria, you said a mouthful. When I watch this, good men have been messed over. You see?
Yes.
Good women have been messed over. And then, and I said this, we said this once before in relationships. You know, y'all be walking past some good women because they not a Coke bottle size. Y'all, and women, y'all be passing some good men because he don't look like Denzel. He don't walk like Denzel. Okay. And that person who is quiet and who wants to be alone until they're sure, that's the one I want to look at. I don't want somebody's mouth always yapping like a little dog, always talking and talking yik yak and acting like they more than what they say they are. This is a problem I have. And my thing is too, I saw a little quote, Victoria says, and she was reading her book and she had her pillow next to her was empty. And she said, that is reserved for the king that God gives me. So in other words, I'm not having somebody come in my bed just because you talking in my ear. And so that's the thing that people, they wear you, these hustlers will, if you don't feel good about yourself, they will wear you down with the hustle, especially if you're not street smart. Okay. Especially. Okay. If you think you know, listen, don't get so smart that you don't see the signs. You don't see the storm coming and you think your smartness, you getting over, you got to catch. And before you know, you got the devil in a pair of pants. Say on, girl. I know I'm talking good. Okay. And you wish you hadn't, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and listen, and you don't know how to get out of it. And what's going on today? There was just a shooting in the LA area, Rancho Cucamonga area, Victoria, about a couple of days ago. And she lived in a beautiful home, had a daughter 15, and the husband was out doing his thing. Evidently, she put him out. He got the gun and shot her. Okay, this is what I'm saying. People's emotional instability ran her down and shot her, took the daughter, took the 15-year-old girl. And what happened, I believe he dressed her in a suit for shooting, and he was shooting at the police. The police shot in the truck and killed them both, the daughter, the mother, and the soon to be divorced husband. See, this is what I'm talking about. You better do your background check, folks. You better do it. And people on this social media crap, miss me with that, because you got all kind of freaks of the week. Miss Cece's gonna be real with this right here. You got all kind of freak of the week, okay, on these websites, and you all getting excited because somebody talked to you on social media. You better grow up and get a grip, okay? Because the devil be talking on these social media. Victoria, I was reading something. Let me read to you what I wrote here. What I wrote about, it says, you have got to, scammers and experienced internet criminals target users on both online dating and social media platforms. Their goal is to gain your trust. Listen up, people. Steal your information and your identity or drain your bank accounts. We know that to be, that happened. Anyone can be a victim of this growing crime. Victims worldwide are often left financially and emotionally devastated. You have to do proper verification. Your proper verification is critical to staying safe. And real dating background checks are the most effective form of prevention. Remember I told you, I said, I'm doing a background check. I'm trying to find out if you're man or woman. Okay. Cause I need to know. Okay. It is what it is. Thinking it can't or won't happen to you can be a costly and painful mistake. Don't be a victim of fraud, of scammers in relationships. If you meet someone online, be safe and get a confidential quote. And he's talking about a private investigation. Now they are forming these background checks on social media. Okay. And it says, you have to understand romance scams have become one of the most serious threats for internet users. If you use social media or online dating, you are at increased risk. If you meet someone new, take the time to speak to a professional internal investigator, it's recommending, on how to lower your risk. That is a recommendation for anyone who is looking for love. My thing is this, women, I would think, and I don't know how you feel about this, Victoria, I would think I would get off the social media because there's women who are dying, who are literally getting murdered behind this. And you have some women who are, believe it or not, I watched the crime scene, who are serial killers, okay? Online dating. It's serious, folks. It's serious, folks. Don't want something so bad that you, like you said, Victoria, doesn't heed to the warning sign. What do you think about that? With people getting, they need to get investigations and stuff like that. What do you think?
I truly believe you do need to get investigation. And this is one thing that we forget. We have made, check out the, shake the family tree. Check out the family tree. We all so big on saying, well, I'm marrying Johnny. I ain't marrying his family. Yes, you are. Check the family tree. Because do you know that bipolar and schizophrenia runs in families? That's a generational curse.
And sociopaths. Come on, let's put it in there.
Yes, you need to find out who mom, dad, how many crazy uncles. It's all right to have one, but when you have more than two or three, then that's a problem.
Come on.
Okay.
Everybody taking medicine. Come on.
Crazy aunts. You know, people go to, you know, and I love the military community. My father was in the military, family member, in the military. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can, post-traumatic stress happens. Mm-hmm. That's not in the bloodline. That's something where that's an isolated case.
Indeed.
But bipolar, schizophrenia, those are two diseases that kill.
Yes.
Cold don't kill, but COVID do. Check your people out. Shake the tree. Meet the family before you sign the dotted line. And back in the day, they used to get blood tests before you get married. Now you need x-rays because you can get rid of your Adam's apple, but you can't change them bones.
You better say. That's what I'm talking about because they had a picture up there, and I pay attention very closely. They had a picture of the beautiful women. There was about six or seven of them just dressed gorgeous. And the man said, every one of them are men. Every one of them are men. You understand me? Hear me well. You have women who are going over, and I know they don't like for us to talk about this, but I'm tired of you trying to choke this down my throat. I'm tired of people running and hiding from the truth. It is not normal, period. Okay? And then one lady was dressed in a dress, and when she was posing, she opened her leg, and you saw her middle leg. Can I be real with this right here? Okay? It is what it is. Okay? I told you we don't have no filter. Don't act like you get indignant. It's life. You need to wake up. You need to watch your children. You have children who are molesting children. Teenagers molesting teenagers. It's like you said, Victoria, it's in, honey, check the DNA. Check the DNA. Schizophrenic, narcissistic. Now here's another one with narcissism. Mm-hmm. Narcissism will make you think that you are missing out on the best thing. Come on here. Make you feel bad for not paying them no attention. I told you about the phone call I heard this gentleman gave this young woman, and she wouldn't pick up the phone, nor would she respond to him because something sparked in her mind that something was wrong. And she was right. And with his dialogue with her, that she was going to lose the best thing, and you better pick up the phone. And she didn't even know it. Okay, he didn't know her good. You better pick up the phone. You're going to miss out on the best thing. And I tell you, if you don't pick up the phone, oh, yeah, I know you're poor. You're not good. And you need this. And you need that. And he didn't even know her. He was downgrading her. She said, if you don't pick up the phone the next time, you're missing out on your best thing. But number one, if you put me down and you don't know my character, why would I want to be with somebody like you? But how many women have been fooled behind this tactic of intimidation that is bullying somebody into a relationship? And the 9 times out of 10, Victoria, when you said about schizophrenia, when you said about sociopath, psychopath, narcissism belongs in there too, because a lot of them know that they're ranked and messed up, but guess what? They are bullies. They are big bullies, okay? And they will bully you into a relationship, and if you try to walk away, they will make it your problem all the time. They do not take responsibility for the behavior. And 9 times out of 10, they want to put your lights out permanently. If they can't have you, then nobody will. What do you think about that?
That is a red flag to run for your life.
Come on.
That's a red flag. How someone, just imagine, you're not even in a real good relationship with them and they're talking mean to you. What's going to happen when it's official? Now, you know, this is a new, this too, we're in a millennial crowd now. We're walking in 2022. What's sad is, it used to be a whole lot of fighting going on with men and women, but now women have gotten hip to things.
Right.
And women are carrying.
Mm-hmm.
They have a license to carry. Women are they're not fighting back, they're shooting.
That part.
And then when that happens, that woman is going to go to jail and lose her family and her freedom. Or the man, you're going to go to jail. Look, right. There are women that beat men too.
True.
Who talk down to men to make them feel like less than a man.
Very true.
Every good woman should build up her king.
Right.
Even if he's not all the way there. As a woman, you ought to be able to push him, give him that, just that push that'll make him go to the next place.
Indeed.
If you're not in a relationship where someone isn't pouring something in you, then that's not a relationship. They should be pouring things in you that make you better, not bitter, not worse, not so. You should have a significant other in your life that's building you up daily, that you are better because they are in your life. Whether it be financial, whether it's financial, whether it is just as being a person, feeling, you know, where it's a good man should make your, or a good woman should make your esteem come up higher. I must be a special man because I got this good woman.
That part.
Because the Bible tells us that we ought to think more highly of others than ourselves.
But you,
that just means putting them in a place, not if they're treating us wrong, but I'm just saying putting them in a place of honor instead of in a place of lack.
But you know what? You're saying something. While you were talking, you have to change your appetite, okay? Because some people are drawn to people who misuse them because that's what they're accustomed to. Like you said, it's in the home, the DNA. You see it, learn behavior. You think that's what you're worth, so you're drawn to that. No, ma'am and sir, You first, the first thing you have to do, women and men, you've got to learn to love yourself, babies, okay? And we learn by trial and error. Now, I'll tell you about Dr. Sims. I mean, I'm sorry, Miss Cece. I went there on the doctor part, okay? Just because you talk a good game, I'm listening to everything you say. It pays to listen and then sit by yourself and analyze it. I can tell a joker when he's trying to come up with the come up and he full of game. The Isley brothers said you can't slick a can of oil.
Okay?
You can't slick a can of oil. I may key and grin with you, but I know you ain't no good. You ain't worth 2 cents. And I'm not trying to come down from my 50 cents to join a two center. Oh, that was a good analogy right there. Okay.
All right.
Not that I can't, but I won't. You know why? Because I think a little better of myself. And guess what? I had to learn that. If you're raised around violence and spousal abuse and things like that, which I've seen and was raised around, I knew that there had to be something better for me than that. You have to wake up and smell the coffee. You've got men that have been abused at home, young boys been abused at home. You got young girls been abused at home. And so they raise up with that flavor in their mouth. They've seen their mama and daddies get beat. Women are beating their husbands now too. Come on now. I'm just being real. It's not just one-sided no more. And so they think that's normal. Another thing, mothers, stop raising wimpy men, okay? Because I'm just going to be real. You're raising wimpy men that get with aggressive women because you aggressive, okay? And so they get with aggressive women. That's another story. We'll work with that. I know what a relationship is. We always want to talk about it's 100-100. We want to talk about be submissive. We want to talk about that. We want to rake that down. But let's deal with that mental issue, that mental problem, okay? I know how it's supposed to flow in the house. But when in your head house is messed up, in your mind is jacked up, okay? You can try to work that house and it still come out one-sided because one is going to be more dominant than the other. And the man is supposed to be the head. I know how it flows. Amen. But you're not going to talk to me like I got a tail and I'm going to sit there and let you do it, okay? Because that's what we've been taught. And we got to stop that foolishness. And I'm telling you, y'all need to wake up out of sleep because a whole lot of this foolishness is continuing because you won't say a word. And what we do, Victor, what do people, women, mothers of daughters say? He just being a man. He just being a man. No. He ain't just being a man. He a man got issues. Okay? And I'm not going to sit down. Listen, women, and I don't know how you feel about this. We're about to wrap this up. But listen, if a ninja, and I'll say it like this, if a ninja got playing in his shorts, stay away from me. Stay away from good women. If a ninja female got playing in her shorts, I'm not talking about just the young set, because we got some old fools too. They're the worst. They are the worst. With old game, stale game. Come on, I said stale game. Rotten food game that stinks. Okay, get you some act right. Grow up. You are not 19, 20 years old no more. You're 50, 60, 70 with one tooth and sucking on a toothpick. And you got muscle aches like the rest of us. Come on, not all of y'all, because we got some silver foxes that look mighty fine, mighty fine. But I can go on basis of looks. I have to see what you're working with on the inside. Okay, we got to talk. You understand? I can analyze you through conversation, whether I want you or don't want you. What you got to say, and then we're gonna close out here.
Well, a wise woman or a wise man can analyze you by what you say. But I want to leave on this note. I want to say to the women that kills a man's spirit, you're not hitting that man with your fist.
Come on,
you're killing his spirit.
Come on.
You know the difference between somebody that's doing all that they can.
Yes.
And life has dealt them a harsh blow.
Yes.
And you kill their spirit. Then you wonder why they move on and get somebody else and beat them up because of stuff you done messed up in them.
Yes. Come on.
We are our brother's keeper.
Come on.
To a certain degree. If you don't have something nice to say about somebody, just don't say anything. If you're not happy, leave. Why do you have to break somebody's spirit?
Well, because you know why, Victoria? Because they've been broken.
Yes.
And pain causes pain. Yes. We said that earlier. Mm-hmm. And so, folks out in media, thank you for listening to us today. We're not finished. We got a whole much more to talk about. But we wanted to bring this to you so that you can think about some things. Before you look at Sister Sue and before you look at Brother Jim, check yourself. Do an analysis on yourself, a report. Look in the mirror and address your faults. Do like Dr. Miss Cece around the house when I go to fuss, and I tell her to shut up, okay? I could tell her to be quiet. Sit down and search yourself. What do you want, and what will you tolerate and not tolerate? So find who you are first about yourself. Don't project family issues on somebody else who already got issues. Two broken people don't make no whole because the edges won't match. Mm. Come on here. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're coming back. This is Miss Cece's Kitchen, y'all. And Miss Moody is my beautiful, wonderful co-host. We're coming to you with the real. If you're offended and if it causes you to think about some things, we have done our job today. And if you're mad, get over it. Get some act right so we can build a better world, better relationships, so that you can show your children, your grandchildren, how it's supposed to be done. We're not saying everybody's that way, but for the most part, the world has gone crazy, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs out there, and they're thinking the way that we've been disclosing and uncovering, they think that's the way it's supposed to go. Folks, no, it's not. You've been sold a hill of beans. And so we are going to bring it. We're going to keep bringing it. You're going to hear it until you get it. All right, y'all. All right. This is Miss CC Kitchen, Real Talk Global Nate, a radio network where we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we don't mind stirring up controversial issues. Take it away, William.
Yeah, I guess you don't. Cook, bake, fried, flambé. They served it up. Oh, wow. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Fire in the kitchen. If you want to hear more fire, check out Miss CC. Well, let's still go. Dr. Sims will be on Sunday on the Boomerang Radio Show. Hey, I've got a new format for the Boomerang Radio Show, so I want you to listen to audience to tune in. We're going to talk about the top 10 stories of the week. We're going to talk about those, and we'll pick a topic, okay? And we also...
I got some juicy ones.
I bet you do. So I have some fascinating clips. Yeah, some audio clips I'm going to play with. The cast is going to comment on those. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear more of Miss CC, Victoria, tune in Sunday. Okay, it's going to be hot. Okay, it's always hot. It's a great show. And how do you reach us? StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. That's our website. So if you want to hear Miss CC's Kitchen again, or you just want to share it with a friend, just go to StudioWBuzz.com. Look under Archive Shows. It's from that on-air drop-down. Click that, top of the front page, and you can hear the show again. It will be up in about 24 hours. So, and ladies and gentlemen, you can also reach us on Alexa. Just tell Alexa to play Studio W. Apple CarPlay, download from your Apple app, Studio.W. Android is Studio W. So, ladies, enjoy the program. Hey, keep cooking, okay? I'll see you Sunday, Miss Cece and Victoria. I'll see you next week. Hey, have a good time, folks, and always keep it locked right here on The Buzz, the finest in music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more.